Right. Great experience today with this dealer and especially Patrick Langley. I was offered a fair trade price for my truck based on my feedback to them and my photos. The price for the new truck was very fair with no added fees that you find at most dealers. I handled the majority of my deal on the web, via the web. And when I arrived at the dealership for trade and delivery, everything was exactly as discussed previously. The new truck was in great shape, clean as could be, full of fuel for my return trip home. Overall, great experience. I would recommend George Coleman Ford to anyone, and I would recommend Patrick for a great personal car buying experience. And again, when you go through these reviews, they always recommend different salespeople. It's a culture at George Coleman Ford. It's been that way for 90 years. You know, look, if you've forgotten what it's like to be treated in that manner, it's because you're looking in the wrong places. Get to George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. I promise you will thank me later. Tester said, Tester 328 said he also gets thousands of responses a day. Yeah, we know that. We're just joking. Yeah, but thank you. But thank you. Jared says a possibility that the Colts get Jackson Carmen. It's high, Terrence. I mean, it's a little high for Jackson based on his back. If he did not have any back issues, then perhaps. Obviously, the Colts have a need at left tackle. But that would be the question, unless you have some specific information that you've seen that's connected Jackson to the Colts. If you do, write me and tell me that. But I, you know, again, even at 31, where I had, you know, what I do is I tentatively pencil in guys. Well, I write them in pen, but I write them in. And I'll put like three or four names on the line. And I'll just look at it and just think about it. Because, again, putting the mock draft together is like a giant jigsaw puzzle. And it never fits perfectly. Doesn't matter what you do, it does not fit perfectly. And so I'll have like dueling mock drafts with multiple scenarios of what might happen. And no matter how you play it out, it never fits perfectly. It just doesn't. Somebody who you know is going to be drafted in a certain range invariably gets pushed down. This is the way it is. And there's not a lot you can do about it. It's almost like there are times I just have to sacrifice a guy. You know, for example, I'll have a situation where I know a wide receiver is a top 12 guy. I know he's going in that range. But when I actually start doing it out, I just don't have a place for him. And so he winds up going 20 or something. And I know full well that's not happening. But I oftentimes have to sacrifice at least one spot. It's just the way it works. Like right now, I have dueling mocks. Both of them are requiring me to sacrifice a guy. Not the same guy, but both of them are requiring me to sacrifice a guy. Now, I can tell you this. There are a lot of things going on right now in the backdrop to this draft. And a lot of those things involve the two local teams. You know, there's a lot of talk about the Carolina Panthers wanting to trade down. The Panthers actually do not want to trade down. That is not true. If all the guys that they're interested in are exhausted, then they would trade down if they get the right offer. And they have, in fact, been contacted by several teams already. I know this for a fact. How that all plays out, I don't know. Obviously, Atlanta's getting contacted by half the league. Maybe more. You know, Atlanta's phones must be ringing off. Fontenot's phone must be ringing all day and night. You know, we're less than a week out now. And, of course, we'll have our live draft show on the 29th. I'll be joined by Taj Boyd and Coach Josh Phillips, and we'll begin at 7:30. We'll cover the entire first round live. and give you better coverage than you will get, more insightful coverage than you will get anywhere else. Certainly on the four-letter network or the NFL network. So all that's going to be coming your way, too. But that's the dilemma with it, and that's the real-life dilemma with it. You know, that these NFL teams all use mock drafts. They try and figure it out. And they'll use outside mock drafts, too. Because frequently, some of these writers have been the most connected people in the industry. You know, there have been a couple particular writers over time that have been just really connected. And NFL teams use that information. Because they're trying to figure out the puzzle, too. In other words, you can't know what's coming to you at 8 if you don't know what's happening at 3, 4, 5, 6, etc. And that's where we are with this draft. Look, I'm going to tell you, and I told you this yesterday, and this is in regard to the Zach Wilson thing. As of 4:12 on Friday, April 23rd, there is only one spot that is guaranteed. And that is that Trevor Lawrence is going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nothing else is guaranteed. Not the 2 spot, certainly. The spot. And by the way, you know, last night on NFL radio, you have a show with an ex-NFL quarterback, Jim Miller, and Pat Kerwin, an ex-NFL GM. And do you know what both of these guys were suggesting? And look, Kerwin's a smart guy, but if he was ever really involved, which he was, with personnel evaluations, he's not good at it. And both of these guys were suggesting that they think Mac Jones could go to the Jets. I don't see any way Mac Jones goes to the Jets. Not at 2. They're suggesting that the Jets could just flat out take him at 2. I've not really heard anybody suggest that, but both of these guys were. And, you know, to be fair, they both do have some industry connections. Kerwin certainly does. I mean, he was a GM for a long time. He certainly has some industry connections. No question about that. Texas 678 is arm length is why I don't like Tevin Jenkins, Oklahoma State. He's got T-Rex arms. Yeah, but again, this is a draft with a lot of short arm tackles. So somebody has to play tackle.
That's wrong.
And I do like Jenkins. And the reason I like Jenkins is because he actually is pretty light on his feet for a big man. You know, he's a little bit of a dancing bear. He's light on his feet, and he's fairly vicious.
A dancing bear.
He wasn't vicious 2 years ago. But he's vicious now. I mean, he destroyed a lot of people this year. Most people have seen the clip in the Texas game, where he locks on to Joseph Asai, and he drives him like 40 yards, 30 yards, right over the, right out of bounds, right past the sideline, you know. And so he plays with a little bit of attitude now, which I like. I understand your reservation, though. David from Williamson says, what incompetence can we expect from the Chicago Bears? You know, David, this is on the healthier text line, by the way. You know, David, I understand your frustration level, and all I can tell you is this. The Bears are actually one of the few teams that is still in contact with Houston about Deshaun Watson. Now, I don't know what that means. I mean, I just can't imagine any scenario where you could execute a trade for Deshaun Watson right now. But the Bears are one of the few teams that are still contacting Houston regarding Deshaun. Now, remember, they struck out on Russell Wilson. They made a big-time play for Wilson, allegedly. And Ryan Pace has been charged with fixing that quarterback situation by the McCluskey family. Now, whether he's going to be able to do that or not, I don't know. Andy Dalton cannot be the final fix. That there's no salvation in that for Ryan Pace and for Matt Nagy. So, you know, they had that clandestine meeting in North Dakota with Schneider in Seattle. And apparently that offer wasn't substantial.
Sounds like they met at a motel.
Well, they basically did. You know, it was a... Let me tell you something. If you're meeting in North Dakota, if one party is from Chicago and another is from Seattle and you're meeting in North Dakota, it's not just because you're looking for a midpoint on the map. It's because you're trying to be secretive. You're trying to keep everything you're doing on the down low. There's no mistaking that. You know, and that had to be a Bears initiative. But the Bears are said to be still on the hunt for a quarterback. You know, you just wonder, do they have enough resources? Do they have enough ammunition? I mean, they're picking at 20. What are we talking about? Can the Bears actually go up to a spot where they could legitimately land one of these quarterbacks? Or do they have to wait and hope one of them falls to a more reasonable point in the draft and then they make a play? You know, in other words, if one of those quarterbacks is still around at 12 or 13 or something, then do the Bears make a play on him? And I think, look, I think that's a possibility. So, you know, David, the answer is I'm not ruling quarterback out. David adds, will a quarterback fix the offensive issues for the Bears? Nah, not entirely. But look, the Bears have more weapons than people think. That receiving core is actually pretty good now. You have a talented running back in Montgomery. The offensive line still needs upgrades. You need another cornerback. That became clear over the course of last year. So when I look at the Bears and I think about what they need, I think they have offensive line needs. I think they have cornerback needs. And I think they have quarterback needs. Those are the three primary areas of need I see with that football team. And I would expect them to address one of those areas in this first round. Now, look, the biggest issue with them is still quarterback. And if there was any way humanly possible that they could reach out and get either Fields or Lance, that's what I would do. You know, I'm not quite as interested in Mac Jones from a Chicago standpoint. He would have weapons, but my concern there is still the arm strength element. I don't know that I love the notion of Mac Jones in Chicago. Windy City, weather, I'm not sure I love that notion. I think you need the more athletic guy there, the talent guy, and you need to develop them. I'm certain the Bears are exploring their trade-up options right now, but whether they have enough ammunition, whether, again, it's not easy to jump, you know, 15 spots. It just isn't. You have to find suitors. Your suitors have to be satisfied. You have to give up a lot to do it. You know, and the Bears roster is also in need of an infusion of youth. All the problems the Bears have stem from Mitchell Trubisky, or more specifically, from the Bears' infatuation with Mitchell Trubisky. It's not actually Mitchell's fault. He didn't demand that you draft him there. That's on you. But that deal really damaged the franchise. It just did. Almost irreparably. Waltip to the Road Rage quick break.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969, based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day, and still pull out the big stick. The type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera. And the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Will the King take home the crown, or can the East make another stand? Come into Twin Peaks to catch all the games that will impact the push for the playoffs.
If you need more storage space, don't waste your hard-earned money on storage unit rental fees. Cox Builders in Williamston has you covered with a variety of attractive backyard storage solutions to fit every need and budget. Locally owned and operated, Cox Builders is here to help you extend your storage space. No worries about lot size. Cox Builders can build on site if needed. Call Cox Builders today and mention the Roar for a special offer. 864-847-9009. 864-847-9009.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Ooh, is that a Kohl's bag?
Yep. My mom's the workout queen, so I got her Champion and Adidas gear for 25% off, and I got Kohl's cash.
Okay, that's impressive.
What, the deals or her workouts?
Both. Girl, sometimes shopping is my workout.
Yes, you sound like my mother-in-law. I got her cute patio pillows also on sale, and with free store pickup, I got it all in less than an hour.
You win Mother's Day.
Offers valid April 16th through 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Vuse Ultra, America's favorite vape. Get convenient 4-pod packs so you can stay in the moment more and run out for refills less. Vuse Ultra, available in 1, 2, or 4-pod packs. Get yours in store today. Vuse, charge beyond. Vapor products, underage sale prohibited, based on 2020 retail scan data of reported total Vuse Ultra sales volumes.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. you.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We are back. Clemson baseball coming your way at 5:25 today. First pitch at 6. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Nobody does it like Halt. They're the best in the industry. All of their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience with these makes and models. There's nobody else in the industry that can offer you that. They live and die and breathe these vehicles. They use top-of-the-line tools and diagnostic equipment. They keep up to date. They offer you the finest warranty in the industry, 3 years, 36,000 miles, nationwide. Nationwide. That means they have you covered no matter where you go. I'm sorry, who else does that? This is why you need First Class Halt. How about this with an oil change? I don't know where you go for an oil change now, but do they test drive your vehicle before and after? Does a master tech rotate your tires? Not the Sears tire guy. Does a master tech measure your brakes? Do they check your fluids and suspension? This is all part of the normal service at First Class Halt. That's the first class part, see? And that's why I get all these unsolicited testimonials all the time about First Class Halt and who and what they are. Trust me, you will find this, all right? Get to First Class Halt. You'll thank me later. Two locations to serve you, Anderson and Greenville. Right now, they have a number of specials. They have a $99.95 get your vehicle ready for spring special, which includes virtually everything. I mean, oil change, tire rotation, checking your starter system, your coolant system, all these things. $5 off cabin air filters, and then spend more, save more. $10 off $100 service, $25 off $200, $40 off $300. And then 15% off labor on any previously recommended service. So if they suggested that you should do something like 4 months ago and you haven't got around to doing it, you know, now would probably be the time. So I would get to First Class Halt and I would do that. Tester 356 says no quarterback class since 83 has produced more than 2 out of 4 that ended up in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, you know what? We're going to go over that in a minute because that's going to be something I want to get to on today's show. Because there have been some hideous quarterback drafts. Hideous. Tested 317 said Russell Wilson's head is about to explode. I think that might be true. David says, thanks for the input. Scared to see them. David, the Bears fan, says, thanks for the input. Scared to see them jump up in the draft. I understand it. Mario says on the health care text line, it's the Jets. So Mac Jones isn't playing. I could even see them try to sell the Joe Namath comparison. Yeah, look, you know, again, I think that where you play has to be a factor in the quarterback that you would pursue. You know, in other words, I don't on the surface like the notion of Mac Jones in a place like Chicago or a place like New Jersey, the Jets. I don't like those fits. I also think that if you just evaluate them in a vacuum, I think Mac Jones is actually quarterback 6 in this draft. Now, again, I think he can be the best fit in particular places that are set up to win now and that need somebody to come in and be their starting quarterback from day one. And I think that's why you have the San Francisco talk. I think it makes some sense there. It would make some sense in a place like New England. Despite the weather, it would make some sense there for different reasons. Might not be ideal because of the weather. Look, Mac Jones isn't a wet noodle arm, okay? He's just the worst of this bunch. Look, from an arm talent standpoint, this might be the most talented arm talent group of 6 guys in history in any draft. I'm not saying that it's going to wind up being the best quarterback draft. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying from a strictly an arm talent standpoint, this draft is elite at the top of it. Mac Jones actually led college football accuracy in throws of over 30 yards downfield last year. And he is the weakest arm of the top six guys. What's really amazing, though, is once you go beyond him, Trevor may actually be next. All these other guys have insanely elite arms. Lance and Fields and Wilson all have great arms. Not just good arms, great arms. Davis Mills, who's going to be the sixth guy taken, also has an elite arm. And if you twist your head just the right way and you acknowledge he's only started 11 games, there's a little bit of Andrew Luck in him. You know, so from an arm strength standpoint, it's a really elite group. Where the group suffers is a game playing, an experience standpoint. The only two guys who have any experience at all are Trevor Lawrence and Kellen Mond. None of the rest of these guys have played very much football. They're all 20 games or less. That's not... And it's why they're all a bit of a wild card. You know, they're... Well, Zach Wilson has played more than 20 games. He's played 2.5 years. But, you know, Fields, Lance... Mills, you know, these guys have all played less than 20 games. Fields has played, I think, 20. But it's just not, it's not a big sample size. Mac Jones has played less than 20 games. It just, it's unusual, highly unusual in that regard. All right, here's what we're going to do. I want to wrap up the ACC coaches conversation. And actually, Texter 940 has some guesses at it. It may have already moved too far for me to find. Wait. Here he is. I'm not going to tell him whether his guess is right, though. But he writes, Clausen's clock may be less, that he stays there, greener grass. Look, I think that's a fair point. But we have spoken to people really close to him. And they think he's staying at Wake. They just do not see him leaving. They think he loves it at Wake and that he's going to stay there. Jim Grobe was like that. We had Jim Grobe on the show once when he was at Wake Forest. And he said, you know, Walt, after a certain point, it all gets to be monopoly money. And I owe it to the kids I coach to stay here. Unfortunately, at the end of the process, Wake didn't treat him as well as he treated them. But that would be my only bone of contention with what you're saying is that I don't disagree with you. I mean, I think Clausen will be a guy who's in demand, but he doesn't seem inclined to want to go anywhere else. He seems like he's happy where he is. So, you know, that's to his credit. All right, we have three left. Number three, Mack Brown, North Carolina. I've got to admit, Mack Brown has done a better job than I expected him to, in part because I watched the demise of his Texas program, and he was a tired old man that needed to go away. He had stopped recruiting. His program was a laughingstock. You know, he was the joke of the Big 12. Texas was the least physical team in the league, despite their talent. There was a reason they had to go in a different direction. It was failing. It was failing miserably. But Mack apparently had enough time away that he found his second wind and was rejuvenated by a return to North Carolina. Perfect time, perfect fit, and he's done a good job. Started out a little bumpy with what it looked like would be his initial hirings. Ran some test balloons. They did not come back positively. And ultimately, he wound up with two really elite coordinators. And look, a big part of the job of a head coach as a CEO is to hire good people. And Mack Brown hired good people. And the results have been obvious. There's been an obvious upturn in the North Carolina program. You know, they've done a really good job. They found their quarterback, which was a big part of it early on. They beat out Florida State, and that all mattered. And Mac has turned North Carolina into a winner again. And I don't, while they do lose a lot of skill position people this year, you lose both running backs and Williams and Carter. You lose Deami Brown. You lose Des Newsom. You lose a lot there. I still think they have a lot. I don't think you're going to have the exact same running back situation because that was pretty unique, and both those guys are going to be pros. That may be a little hard to replicate, but they have added some answers, and I think they're going to continue to have success. I also think the defense is going to be dramatically improved, and I'm not at all concerned about the loss of Chaz Surratt. I'm actually not an enormous fan of Chaz Surratt. He still looks a lot like a quarterback playing linebacker to me. And so I'm not really concerned about that. I actually think they have an upgrade at that position. I'm not really worried about that. I think he's going to continue to have a lot of success. He's three because of the other two guys, and as far as his clock is concerned, his clock's at 7.5 minutes, despite his position, because it's not based on, you know, when North Carolina's going to be ready to get rid of him. It's going to be when he's ready to get rid of North Carolina, and that's why his clock is lower. In other words, I just don't know how much longer he wants to coach. You know, he seems like his energy is up. It's way up from where it was at Texas. He's taking his Flintstones, vitamins. I don't know what he's doing. But his energy level is way up from where it was before. And he could well stay around another 5 years. I have no idea. But I'm going to lower his clock just based on that he could himself at some point, you know, I don't know, 2 years from now say, okay, you know, this is a nice run. I'm going to turn it over now. Succession plan. And you know, I'm going to go sit in a rocking chair. I could see that. You know, so that's why his clock is less. He's not threatened in any way. His clock from a threatened standpoint would be at 15 minutes. All right, we'll take a quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, you want in, 654-7627. Now's a good time.
Join us on Tuesday, April the 27th at Three's Greenville Golf and Grill for the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, sponsored by Ingles, George Coleman Ford, and Broken Oak Restoration. The Roar will be live on location all day long. Go to popsforpups.com to make a donation or to sign up today.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
All South Carolinians age 16 and older are now eligible for COVID-19 vaccines. For help finding information to make an appointment, visit scdhec.gov/vaxlocator or call 1-866-365-8110. COVID-19 vaccines are by appointment only. Visit scdhec.gov/vaxlocator or call 1-866-365-8110 to find a vaccine location near you.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
WCCP knows there's nothing better than live sports. The Greenville Swamp Rabbits are back for the 2020-21 hockey season. Get your tickets now for non-stop exciting pro hockey at Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Individual game, full season, half season, and flex plans are on sale now. You do not want to miss it. Visit swamprabbits.com today for tickets, schedule, and promotions. and follow our social media channels at Swamp Rabbits. We'll see you at the well.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Gear up for spring with a brand new set of Yokohama tires from the Pendleton Tire Company. Now through May 2nd, when you buy four select Yokohama tires like the high-performance Advent Apex or the all-new Geolander CV Go 58, you'll get a Visa prepaid card by mail for up to $80. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com. Yokohama Visa prepaid card and Visa virtual account issued by MetaBank. Member FDIC, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. No cash excess for reoccurring payments. Terms, conditions, and expiration apply.
Every Thursday night, we do it right. It starts at 7 o'clock. The streets will be blocked at 5. We'll start setting up then. Then at 7 o'clock, we get started with a little jazz on the alley. Check it out. These are just some of the artists you're going to hear right here live and in person. You need to come on down. Bring all your friends. And of course, if you've got guests in town, treat them for a little night of jazz on the alley. 7 till 9 right here on Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca.
Change, change, change. Change, change, change.
It's a springtime and summer tradition. It's Jazz on the Alley, downtown Seneca, every Thursday night, 7 till 9. So grab all your friends and come on down. We get started with live outside music and outside dining. It's fun for the whole family. It's absolutely free. And you need to be here in downtown Seneca for a little jazz.
Upstate Hemp in Easley is your one-stop shop for all things CBD. Enjoy outstanding customer service, hemp education, and a wide range of made-in-the-USA CBD products. Enjoy the family-friendly atmosphere and personalized service to find the right products at an affordable price to help with anxiety, insomnia, and inflammation. Offering oils with or without THC, gummies, edibles, teas, lotions, vape cartridges, pet products, and more. Visit Upstate Hemp and experience the difference at 225 South Pendleton Street, downtown Easley.
Hartwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca, with retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Rim Shoes, and Five Below. Also, new favorites like Aloha Nails and Spa, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Clips, Tipsy Taco, Whimsy Cookie, Mr. Knickerbocker, AFC Urgent Care, and Buff City Soaps. With stores for everyone and stocked with anything you need, Hartwell Village wishes our Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic year. Go Tigers!
Out of Bounds is fast-paced. Can you keep up? Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich. Weekdays from noon to 3 on The Roar.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight.
Wall tip to the Red Rage. We are back. KC Chiefs chat. I'll get to you in 1 second on the Vibe Broadband Communication phone lines. You want in? 654-7627. You get to enjoy the conversation. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. It just doesn't get better than Turner's. Mother's Day is coming up. Have you thought about it? Do you have any answer? Do you have a plan? Get to Turner's Jewelers. You will find your answers. It's an enormous store. It's privately owned. It's not a chain. It's just special. They have everything you could possibly think of for mom this Mother's Day. Everything. It doesn't matter. Incredible selection of sparkling rings, watches, earrings, necklaces, so much more. Whatever your occasion, you'll find gorgeous jewelry to warm a heart, including mom's. Amazing jewelry choices, silver, diamonds, gold, precious stones. Of course, Mark stocks the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. You don't need an appointment to see diamonds later. You can go in any time, and Mark can show you diamonds that will fit your budget and your situation. Choose Turner's for all your wedding jewelry. Of course, nobody says I do like they do at Turner's. How about showing your school spirit with University Charms from the Turner's Jewelers Collection? They even have silicone tiger paw wedding bands, a family tradition of excellent service for over 60 years in the upstate. And of course, Turner's Custom designs jewelry every day. They use 3D CAD technology. They're experts at it. If you can draw it on a napkin, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days if you're looking for something that's truly unique and one of a kind. It's Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center. Go see them. Of course, they pay premium prices for your gold or silver, for your old gold or silver as well. Turner's Jewelers at the Applewood Center in Seneca. Or shop for gift options online at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. Go take care of mom. You will thank me later. So will your mom. KC Chiefs, Chad. Chad, how are you?
Walt, how are you, sir?
Good, great. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. I didn't catch the very beginning of the show, but I'm sure you announced the Orlando Brown trade to KC. I just noticed it about 30 minutes ago. You seen that?
We did indeed. Yeah, in fact, we suggested that deal a couple days ago on the show.
I heard you suggest it. Me and you talked about it after the Super Bowl as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it made... Yeah, I hear you now. You broke up for 1 second, but I think that I think it makes perfect sense. I mean, it obviously addresses a big need area for Kansas City, and helps them in that regard. And I think the price was reasonable.
I really do too, Walt. I was just looking at that before I called you, and I mean, obviously, you're giving up your first for Orlando Brown, but I mean, outside of that, it looks like we only gave up like a fourth round pick for him, because we pick up their second, they pick up our third, and then we swap 22, sixth, and fifth. I mean, that's great for them, but it's not that big of a deal. It looked like a really good deal for us. I didn't want to overpay for him, and it doesn't feel like we overpaid for him at all.
Yeah, I don't know why we're running, but I'm losing Chad a little bit.
Guys, I'm breaking up really badly too. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. All right, Chad. I appreciate the effort. Thank you. So I guess that would be the why. I think it's a really good deal for Kansas City. It answers a major need. A need that I'm not sure they were going to be able to fill with a rookie. See, I mean, that's the thing. There's way too much of this, including from the alleged, experts, the Daniel Jeremiahs and the Bucky Brookses of the world, these people who will say things like, you know, well, they need a left tackle, you know, and we act like, okay, you could just take a college rookie coming into the league and make him your starting left tackle in the National Football League from day one. It's not generally how it works. It just isn't. Generally, you come in, even if you're a future left tackle, even if that's the position you're likely eventually play, and you play somewhere else initially. You play right tackle, you play guard. They don't generally just throw you to the wolves at left tackle, especially when they have a young, exceptional rookie, a young quarterback to protect. A young, talented quarterback to protect. It's just generally not the way it works. And nor should it. You know, so this is a big deal for Kansas City because they answer a major issue without giving up a lot. And, you know, in so doing, they also sort of hurt a potential rival. That's the only question I have about it from Baltimore's standpoint. Baltimore's been unable to get past Kansas City. They keep getting drilled by Kansas City. And they actually just made Kansas City better. And I don't know why you'd want to make a team that you need to get past better. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me why you would want to do that. And I think it's a little bit strange in that regard. A little bit strange in that regard. Because, again, I understand why it was done. I understand that Baltimore felt they had no choice and they want to make the best deal they can. At the same time, I don't think you really want to help a team that you've got to be able to beat to get to the AFC title game. Let's try, or to get to the Super Bowl, I should say. Let's try Chad one more time and see how this goes. Chad.
Hey, well, sorry about that, buddy. I don't know what happened. You're hearing me better now, correct?
That's all right. I do hear you better now. Hey, yeah, go ahead.
I'll eventually hang up here and listen to what you had to say. I know you were still talking about it off air. I was shocked that Baltimore actually made the deal with us without really putting the hammer to us, and it doesn't feel like they put the hammer to us. But just real quick, you know, now all of a sudden we were in shambles there about a month ago, but Beach has been very aggressive. You're looking at Orlando Brown on the left, Joe Tooney on the left. You know, Blythe is basically the same player we had last year at center, maybe a little better, but, you know, nothing crazy. But I love the left side. Then you got, you know, LDT coming back, or you got Kyle Long, and then you got the rookie, he's still a rookie because he didn't play last year. You got Yang coming back, who's supposed to be sliding into the right side, and all of a sudden the line looks pretty good. In my humble opinion, it looks good on paper. We'll see how it plays out, but excited about this year, I'll listen to what you have
and
to say.
Chad, thank you, Chad.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Yep, I appreciate you, Chad. Yeah, I mentioned Yang earlier that he's coming back, the big tackle, right tackle out of TCU. He set out last year, so he's coming back. So it's another upgrade to the line. And Joe Tooney's obviously one of the best guards in football. And really, when Tooney came out of college, he was an athlete. You know, he ran like 4.98 or whatever. He was an athlete. He needed to get bigger and stronger. But really, when he came out of college, he projected more as a tackle. I was curious whether if push came to shove, Kansas City would try him at tackle, because I certainly think he can play tackle. But look, this is a good situation. They have done a good job now addressing it, and it didn't look like they had a lot of inch. So you sort of had to think they had this in the bag. They knew what was coming. They knew they had a pending solution to their issues. All right, here's what I want to do, Ron. Before we get to anything else, I want to wrap up this ACC coaches conversation.
Okay.
There are just two left on the doomsday 15-minute clock. And number two, which I think most people have probably figured out by now. Number two is Bronco Mendenhall. I just think Mendenhall is the second best coach in the ACC. It's just that simple. He had the first year where obviously it was a train wreck, but he's made them better and more athletic and tougher every year. He inherited what I think was a mess of a roster, and he just keeps getting better. And I think he's headed for a big year this year. I think the ultimate surprise team in the ACC this year is not BC. It's not any of these other teams. It's not Miami. I think the ultimate surprise team in the ACC this year is going to be UVA. I think it's going to be Virginia. And part of it is I think Armstrong is just going to continue to get better. Armstrong is a freak. Armstrong is a physical freak. You know, there's a little Tebow factor in him. But he also has a sort of a Mark Brunell element to him. He's thick, strong kid. And we saw a run against Clemson a year ago, you know, and I think he's just getting better and better. I think you're going to get a much more polished version of Brandon Armstrong this year. And I think they have the receivers to make it work. So I think Virginia, you know, listen, I think a reasonable person going into the year would think that North Carolina is probably the favorite in the Coastal. And they might be, but I think Virginia is going to be right there. Yeah, I might give North Carolina a slight edge, but I think Virginia will be the surprise team in the ACC. I haven't really thought about games yet, but, you know, I'm thinking something like 9-3, something of that sort for Virginia this season. And again, I believe as of this date, I've hinted at it before, and we'll get back to the top 40 at some point, next week. But I think that Virginia will be the surprise team in the league, and I think Bronco Mendenhall is the reason why. He has there's just an inherent toughness in that program now that didn't exist before, and unlike Mac Jones, you know, Bronco Mendenhall will not be retiring in 2 years. Now, could he go elsewhere with success? Yeah, I mean, that's always an inherent danger. I mean, I still don't know how Bronco Mendenhall popped up in Virginia to begin with. Normally when a hire is going to be made, there's some hint of it. We get some inkling of it in advance. We hear about a guy who's one of the candidates or something of that sort. There wasn't anything like that as far as Bronco Mendenhall is concerned. In fact, that hire came as a complete shock to virtually everybody. Virginia did a remarkable job of keeping that thing on the down low and not alerting anybody to it. I remember when that hire was announced, there was just a shock value. I mean, I had my two reactions were shock because the thought of Bronco Mendenhall going from BYU to Virginia just never even occurred to me. And then I also credited them immediately because I thought they made an unbelievable hire and did it in sort of a clandestine type of way. They managed to orchestrate the whole thing brilliantly. But look, I think he's the next in line. It's Bronco Mendenhall, and his clock is 15 minutes. And then, of course, Dabo Sweeney, whose clock has, an hour, however long he wants it. However long he wants to have. He's just in a completely different stratosphere from everybody else. I mean, he can coach a million years if he wants to. And he'll win for a million years if that's what he desires. Hey, let me tell you about the Health Dare. Here's an amazing story from the Health Dare. Kathy and Scott took the dare and in just 4 weeks lost a combined total of 40 pounds. But get this, it's not just about weight loss. If you have the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, or sleep apnea, the Health Dare promises to reverse those symptoms and help you lose weight in 30 days. Listen now, or your money back. I'm sorry, who does that? Their coaches will cook for you. They'll shop for you. They'll be there every step of the way. Right now, the second program is free. So call 1-877-IDARE-ME, 1-877-IDARE-ME, or go to idareme.com, idareme.com, and you will thank me later. Tell them I sent you. That's how you get the BOGO deal. Lots to come. I want to get touch on some NFL stuff. I also want to get some baseball. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
For Mother's Day, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 8 years in a row. Their staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or mini holiday packages, the Modern Mama, or Ladies Day In packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Mother's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson, Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429. Rate Saver Mortgage, NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity. APR 2.43%. 740 credit score. Subject to approval. Equal housing lender.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.